and water at Rosie on the house. If you're confused or you're contemplating trying to buy, purchase, shop for water treatment equipment, I'd encourage you to go to rosieonthehouse.com. We have a buyer's consumer guide on the specifics you should, the questions you should be asking, things you should be looking for. And we're talking about, in particular, we have always said at Rosie on the House that if a water treatment company is at your house and they're using scare tactics about how dangerous the city water is that's being delivered to the house, we tell people throw those people off the property. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Yeah, because 99% of the time we're getting safe water delivered to the house. That's not the majority of the reason you should buy water treatment equipment.
Again, safe water is not necessarily good tasting water.
That's exactly right. So, and occasionally we do have a municipal system that suffers problems, like I experienced in Portland, like Maricopa and the Eloy area has occasionally, and as Flint, Michigan is experiencing right now. So, water. We've talked about the different ways to filter it. Activated carbon charcoal, reverse osmosis. There's nanofiltration, even in excess of reverse osmosis. Then there's the ceramic. I have a ceramic survival straw that I keep in my truck and my backpack with me all the time. We just dip the end of the straw into whatever body of water there is, and whatever comes out the other end of the straw is supposed to be safe. So, I've seen guys use it in cattle tanks. Dirt mound cattle tanks. I haven't had the need to do that yet. But I have tested it with puddles on the road and other various locations really? Like that. But not the cattle tank. But these guys carry packages of Tang on in their saddlebags. Mm-hmm. And they'll drink the straw, spit the water back in there, and add Tang to it to kill the taste. But we don't have to do that in our homes, do we?
No. Not if you have a Kinetico.
Yeah, right. Now, then another way we can get safe filtered water, of course, is by distillation. You're actually boiling the water, collecting condensation, and re-liquefying the water.
And Rosie, you know, that's awesome with distillation, but when you think about it, it's a heating process that takes 10, 15 gallons of water
yeah.
to make 1 gallon of purified water.
Yeah.
And in a green environment that everybody's trying to reach towards, it's just not a practical way of doing it.
It isn't a practical way.
No.
Another way that they're getting it done is through this ultraviolet light. Have y'all seen that? That's apparently very, very effective. Ultraviolet germicidal irradiation.
Wow.
It only works well if there's low TDS in the water.
Okay.
If there's high TDS in the water, the bacteria and biologicals can actually hide behind the particles. So the light has to come in contact with the biologicals for it to kill it.
All right. So in... Let's talk specifically now about those are all the different options of ways people can treat the water. Now, y'all have a particular system that accomplishes all these things.
That is correct.
And it is?
That's the K5P drinking water station, rated number one in Consumer Report year after year. Delivers up to 40 gallons of purified water for the family at the kitchen sink. And most of the time, we hook it up to the refrigerator so you can bypass using that old carbon block filter, which is only taking chlorine taste and odor out, and giving your family the healthiest purified water possible.
Kinetico, Rosie certified. You can ring them at 520-293-6687 in the Tucson market. You can call the Blaney's up in Sedona, right, and give them a ring. Or you can ring them here in Phoenix as well. Kinetico, we've got them in here talking water, water treatment, and water safety. And one of the reasons I'm bringing them in here is because we're getting ready to go through our rash of spring home improvement shows where you're going to see anywhere between 15 and 20 different water treatment companies out there. And they're marketing a product that has gained a tremendous amount of popularity. And it's the saltless water treatment system. And that's the part of the industry that really is getting under my skin a little bit. Because, again, they're using scare tactics to market a product. We call them the alternative systems. And one of the things I tell people all the time is, look, if whatever you're looking at doesn't carry the Water Quality Association certification on it, don't consider purchasing it.
Amen.
I feel pretty strongly about that.
I do as well. And I tell you what, Rosie, I freely give out the phone number for the Arizona Water Quality Association. It's 480-947-9850. they can be reached Monday through Friday and talk to the experts through there. If you have any questions, any doubts.
Mr. Dave Perry.
Dave Perry, great guy.
He's been there for a long time.
One of the things we look at, not to say that new technology is a bad thing, but when something new comes out, not only the water quality industry, I mean, air conditioning, there's always people coming out with misters and humidifiers you put outside that's supposed to cool the air before it goes in. If somebody like Trane or American Standard or Lennox thought that this was a viable thing they could make money off of, don't you think they'd be making it? If the water treatment industry thought if this is a good, reliable product and we're going to sell a lot of it and service our customers, don't you think the big names that have been around 100 years would be making it?
Absolutely.
It is, and it's happening.
So the alternative systems and the salt-free systems are something we're going to talk about in the second half hour of this show. We do have people that are getting online. You can get online to ask your questions. The number is 1-888-767-4348. Salt-free systems, are they worth their salt?
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or Ranking Arizona.